the concept of
mean.
Language is a vibrant, flexible form of communication loaded with social and cultural information. Cantonese culture is structured around such values as honor, loyalty, and respect. In fact, the respect with which a person's community regards him or her can serve as an important part of that person's identity. In Cantonese, this is often referred to as
mean,
which is somewhat equivalent to face. Here are some common phrases.
Yao mean,
to have face, means to be shown respect in a certain social situation. For example, when attending a banquet, those seated near the host at the head of the table can be said to
Yao mean.
Similarly,
Bei mean,
to give face, means to show someone the respect due him or her. When you attend a formal dinner, the host and hostess might greet you by saying,
多谢北面.
This literally means, thank you for giving face. In this situation, it is equivalent to saying, thank you for coming.
落面.
To drop the face means to shame a person, to cause him or her to lose the respect of others. A person thought to be an expert on a certain topic can be said to
落面.
If he or she is corrected in public.
冒面.
To lack face means to lose dignity. For example, you are thought to lose face if you are the only one of a certain group who is passed over for a promotion or who fails to receive an invitation to a sought-after event. Compliments. Modesty is seen as an essential virtue in Cantonese culture. This humility is shown by some typical responses a Cantonese person will give when complimented. For example, a woman who is told,
你真是好靓.
You are really very beautiful, could answer,
边度是啊?
As you may be able to guess, this literally means, where is it? Used this way, it is like saying, where do you get that? Or, I don't know what you're saying. Another common response to a compliment might be,
过奖啊.
This means something like excessive praise, and it's used to say, you're exaggerating, or you're too kind. Either of these can be used as a polite, modest response to almost any compliment. Some more westernized people may also answer simply,
多谢.
When complimented, but this is less common. Rice and meals. In this course, you have used the phrase
食晚饭,
with the meaning eat supper.
饭
literally means cooked rice, but in modern Cantonese, this word has come to mean meal. In the traditionally agricultural society of southern China, and especially in the areas where Cantonese is spoken, rice has long been a staple. Even now, rice makes up roughly one-third of the local diet. The importance of rice is reflected in some Cantonese idioms. In colloquial speech, the term rice bowl
饭碗
refers to a person's occupation, that is, the source of the money needed to put rice in the bowl. Likewise, the term iron rice bowl
铁饭碗
is used to refer to secure employment, or a position which provides a reliable source of income. However, the term
饭桶,
rice barrel, is used in a derogatory sense, to refer to a person who consumes excessively without giving back to the family or community through his or her work. The Chinese zodiac. The Chinese have a system of astrology dating back thousands of years. The Chinese zodiac differs from the Western in that each sign represents an entire year rather than 1 month. According to traditional Chinese legend, ages ago, Buddha summoned all of the animals. He honored those who came by naming a year for them. Each animal, in turn, then gave its characteristics to people born in its year. The 12-year cycle runs as follows. Year of the rat.
鼠.
Year of the ox.
牛.
Year of the tiger.
虎.
Year of the rabbit.
兔.
Year of the dragon.
龙.
Year of the snake.
蛇.
Year of the horse.
马
Year of the ram.
羊
Year of the monkey.
猴
Year of the rooster.
鸡
Year of the dog.
狗
Year of the pig.
猪
Here is the list of qualities traditionally associated with each animal symbol. The cycle begins with the year of the rat. Anyone born during the year of the rat is expected to be honest and generous, possessing both great ambition and remarkable self-control. Recent years of the rat have been 1936, 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, and 1996. The next one will be in 2008. The year of the ox follows. Someone born during an ox year is both intelligent and perceptive, patient with others, but scornful of failure. A person born in the year of the tiger is traditionally expected to be aggressive and short-tempered, albeit courageous and considerate of others. If a person is born in the year of the rabbit, it is believed that he or she will be affectionate and skillful, successful in the business world despite being shy. A person born in the year of the dragon is expected to be both stubborn and empathetic, and to possess a great deal of energy. Someone born in the year of the snake is wise and beautiful, yet possibly vain and possessed of a quick temper. If you were born in the year of the horse, you will be attractive, amiable, and well-liked by others. Someone born in the year of the ram will be gracious and creative, but be relatively uncomfortable in a leadership role. A person born in the year of the monkey is clever to the point of genius, with a gift for detail. A rooster is a self-directed, hard-working loner who prefers to choose his or her own agenda. Someone born in the year of the dog is loyal and honest, although demanding of those around him or her. A person born in the year of the pig is expected to be noble and well-mannered, with great integrity and a few close friends. Hospitality. During your travels abroad, you may find yourself invited to dinner in a Chinese home. Here are some customs which relate to hospitality and correct behavior as a dinner guest. As in the West, it's considered rude to begin eating immediately when served. Rather, you should wait until everyone has been seated and all of the dishes have been served. Once this has been done, it's customary for the host or hostess to say, "Eat rice."
食饭.
This is similar to such American expressions as "dig in" or "enjoy your meal." After the host or hostess has greeted the guests in this way, they in turn may address one another using the same phrase.
食饭.
Having been said all around, everyone begins to eat. At a more formal dinner party, you may hear the host and hostess greet the guests with the longer, more polite phrase,
各位起筷,
which means, "Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your chopsticks." At this kind of occasion, a toast is frequently offered before the food is served. The person offering the toast could say,
饮杯,
or literally, "Drink a cup." Another common toast is,
祝你健康,
meaning, "I wish you health." When serving yourself during dinner, you will need to remember to serve yourself only those portions nearest you at the edge of the plate. It's considered rude to stir the food in any dish. If you have finished while others are still eating, you should say,
慢慢吃,
slowly, slowly eat, meaning take your time, enjoy your dinner. After this, you may leave the table. When you are leaving the home of your host and hostess, they may say to you,
慢慢行.
This literally means slowly, slowly walk, and in this situation, it's like saying safe trip home. Chinese festivals. Until the fall of the Chinese Empire in 1911, the Chinese measured the passage of days, months, and years using a lunar calendar. Developed thousands of years ago, this calendar used the different phases of the moon as a reference point. The lunar calendar is also called agriculture calendar. which is based on the seasons, telling peasants when to spread the seeds of certain crops, when to get in the harvests, etc. Although modern Chinese now follow the commonly accepted Western calendar, the older lunar system is still in use as a means of determining the dates of traditional holidays. Of these, perhaps best known in the West is the traditional New Year's celebration, which is the most important annual festival in Cantonese life. Due to the differences between the Chinese and Western calendars, the Chinese New Year usually occurs somewhere between January 21st and February 19th. Despite the date, this holiday is known in Cantonese as the Spring Festival,
春節,
as it's thought to be the day when the weather begins to change. However, when it is celebrated, it is often the coldest time of the year. When celebrating the Chinese New Year, Cantonese people will often exchange traditional greetings. These vary, but all express the wish that the person with whom you are speaking will have good luck in the new year. For example, when greeting an older person, you might say,
恭喜你長命百歲.
This literally means, I wish that you may live 100 years. Similarly, you could greet a child by saying,
恭喜你快高長大.
Or, I wish that you may grow fast and tall. To a young couple, you could say,
恭喜你哋蜜運成功.
Saying this, you are wishing them good fortune and a happy marriage. Other common greetings applicable to anyone are,
恭喜發財.
May you receive a fortune, and
萬事如意.
10,000 things will turn out according to your wishes. The purpose of these greetings is to establish an atmosphere of good luck as the year begins. Conversely, anything associated with bad luck is avoided in conversation at all costs. During the holiday, the Chinese refrain from discussing deaths,
死,
illness,
病,
or loss,
书.
You should never give someone a book as a New Year's gift because book,
书,
has the same sound as the word loss or to lose. Similarly, a clock is an inappropriate gift because the phrase give clock,
送终,
sounds very similar to the words meaning attend someone's funeral. The Chinese will even try to avoid expressing disappointment or displeasure of any kind during this holiday. If, for example, you inadvertently break something, say a vase or a mirror, you should say, that's good.
好嘅.
Another important festival,
清明,
is celebrated around April 5th. This day commemorates one's ancestors and usually includes paying respects to the dead in the family's graveyard. As it is in the middle of the spring, it also provides an opportunity for a walk or picnic with the whole family. The festival of
端午
is celebrated between late May and early June. The legend connected with this day has to do with the great ancient poet
屈原.
As the legend has it, the poet threw himself into the
汨羅江,
Milowo River. And so on this day, people throw rice dumplings or
種
into a river to distract the fish from the poet's body. In modern days, the celebration may also include dragon boat races. Mid-Autumn Day,
中秋,
is the second most important holiday in the Chinese year. Despite the name Mid-Autumn, it is celebrated in August, during that month's full moon. In Chinese culture, the full moon symbolizes completeness, perfection, reunion. On this day, people eat round moon cakes,
月餅,
and fruits with a round shape, such as watermelons, oranges, and grapefruit. Traditionally, a person will exchange mooncakes with his or her friends, as well as other gifts. The gift of a mooncake has a ritual significance to the Chinese, which is somewhat equivalent to Christmas gifts in the West. The Chinese calendar. In China, people use both the traditional lunar calendar and the Western solar calendar. The adoption of the solar calendar can be dated back less than 100 years after the fall of the Chinese Empire. The lunar year consists of 12 months, or...
月.
The word...
月.
Can mean both moon and month. Each moon has 29 or 30 days. The months are named using ordinal numbers, and the word...
月.
Is used as a suffix. For example, January is called...
一月.
Or literally, one moon. In order to differentiate between the name January and the period one month adds the measure word...
个.
When saying one month, you literally say, one piece of the moon. February is called...
二月.
March is...
三月.
And so on. There is really no Cantonese word for week or weeks. The word we've used,
星期,
literally means star period and dates back only to the spread of Christianity. Similarly, the Cantonese refer to Monday as
禮拜一.
This means one day after worship, or literally worship one. Tuesday is
禮拜二.
Wednesday,
禮拜三.
And so on. The exception to this pattern is Sunday, or worship day.
禮拜一.
This name is very similar to Monday,
禮拜一.
Or worship one. The difference is that the word one, used with Monday, is pronounced with a high-level tone, while the word day is pronounced with a low-level tone. These names were obviously based upon religious belief, but they have been used so commonly for so long that there is no longer any religious significance attached to them. They are used by Christians and non-Christians alike in both Hong Kong and Guangzhou. Written Chinese. The Cantonese dialect does not have a written system of its own. All educated Chinese write in Mandarin, using the characters specific to that dialect. However, these are not phonetic representations of the sounds, but rather are pictographs, characters representing a drawing of an object, or ideographs, characters symbolizing ideas or an abstract notion. There are now two distinct versions of the Chinese writing system, the traditional characters and the modified or simplified characters. The simplification was achieved by a reduction in the number of strokes of commonly used characters. In the 1950s, the Chinese government introduced an official policy, enforced through the country, making the new simplified characters mandatory. The traditional system, however, has remained in use in Hong Kong and outside of China. When first exposed to written Chinese, you may naturally find yourself somewhat intimidated. Mastering written Chinese is indeed an extremely long and complex process, and even many native speakers are not familiar with every one of the thousands of Chinese characters. During the course of your travels in China, you may learn to recognize some commonly used Chinese characters. However, in this course, you are learning spoken Cantonese. While a familiarity with Chinese ideograms may be useful to a visitor, it is not necessary to be able to read Chinese in order to acquire the ability to speak.